Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hubert.
Greetings, Aina. Shalom, shalom.
Okay, Hubert, you want to go ahead and start reading the Genesis for me, please?
Yes, I'll be reading out of Genesis chapter 37, verse 1 through 8. Joseph sold into Egypt. Joseph and his brothers. Jacob settled in the land where his father had stayed, the land of Canaan. This is his family history. When Joseph was 17 years old, he was tending the flock with his brothers. He was an assistant to the sons of his father's wife, Bella and Zilpah. And he brought his father. Israel loved Joseph best of all his sons, but he was the child of his old age. And he had made him a long tunic.
My father.
Which his brothers saw that their father loved him best of all of his sons. They hated him so much that they would not even greet him. Once Joseph had a dream, which he told to his brothers. Listen to this dream I had. There we were, binding shelves in the field, when suddenly my shelf rose to an upright position, and your shelf formed the ring around my shelf, and bowed down to it. Well, are you really going to make yourself king over us? His brother asked him. Or impose your rule on us? So they hated him all the more because of his talk about his dream. May the Lord have a blessing on the reading of his word, by the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be accepted in his sight. Bless you.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay, I'm going to do a roll call, and we'll get started right on into our meeting. I have Mom, Daddy Verna, Hubert, Auntie Betty, and myself, Loretta. Amen.
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 Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Angela is at her book club meeting tonight, and may God bless her meeting. So I, Loretta, will be your facilitator, and Mom will bring us the blessing of the prayer line.
Okay. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for blessing us, creating us a clean heart that we can love, share, forgive, and more thankful for all the blessings. Father, help us to know that we can always depend on you no matter what. Lord, you loved us so much that you gave your only Son, whosoever believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, bless this line from all evil. Bless everyone that are part of us this day. God of grace and mercy, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. And welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. I hope you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And I'm going down the list here. And first I have Daddy Verner up for any good news to share with the group tonight?
You're not going to read the 1926.
Oh, I'm sorry. Matthew 1926.
Yeah.
Let's see. Auntie Betty, would you do that for us, please?
Yes. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
well, man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. We had another caller to join us. Is that Ms. Williams?
Yes, it is.
Good Amen. Evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Okay, we're going to go right on into our prayer meet. And Daddy Verner, have any good news
yes.
to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Okay, my summary will be never again. Uh-huh. I'll be reading out of Genesis 9:8-17. And it's a promise. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, excuse me, I plan to read the NIV. That King James, but I'm going to read the NIV. Then God said to Noah and his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you and with every living creature that were with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you. Every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be cut off by the waters or a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the world, the earth. And verse 12, and God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the cloud, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appear in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the water become floods to destroy all life. He will remember. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life in the earth. And just a few words on that. I assume all of us have seen the rainbow. I know I have.
Amen.
And I don't know about now, but when I was growing up, I used to see the big rainbow and a little rainbow beyond it. And my daddy said, he called that the water god. But today, the fellow at church, he saw two rainbows. But only one rainbow he made, but another come up under it. I don't know if you guys seen it or not. My sister may have. But back in the old days, we could see everything in the clouds. But now you can hardly see anything. But God done had to put that rainbow in the cloud to remember. I mean, he had to remember because he don't forget and he don't tell no lie.
Yeah.
And so when I was reading it in the verse 16, it said, when the rainbow appeared in the cloud, I would see it and remember the everlasting cover between God and all living creatures of every kind on earth. And so that let me know that was Noah saying that. He remembered the covenant God made. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant. And I'll leave it at that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Let's see. I'll go to Miss Williams. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I would like to share from James, beginning with verse 22. It said, "Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says." It's like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. And explanation for that, it says, it's important to listen to what God's word says, but it's much more important to obey it and do what it says. And our Bible study can be measured by the effect that it has on what we do. So what the Lord is saying to us, do not just listen to what he says, but do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Miss Williams.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Hubert, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I would like to read to you all from the book of Psalms 27, the Psalm of David, trust in God. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my life, refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall. Though an army camp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be raged upon me, even then will I trust. One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the lovingness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. For he will hide me in his abode in the day of trouble. He will conceal me in the shadow of his tent, in the shelter of his tent. He will set me high upon a rock. Even now my head is held high above my enemies on every side. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of gladness. I will sing and chant praise to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, the sound of my call. Have pity on me and answer me. Of you my heart speaks, of my glance seeks. Your presence, O Lord, I seek. Hide not your face from me. Do not in anger repel your servant. You are my helper. Cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God, my Savior. Though my father and my mother forsake me, yet will the Lord receive me. Show me, O Lord, your way, and lead me on a level path because of my adversaries. Give me not up to the wishes of my foes. For false witnesses have risen up against me, and such as breathe out violence. I believe that I shall see the beauty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. Amen. Bless you, Allah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay, I will go next, and I will be coming out of the Daily Bread, and the title is called Stranded. You can get the reading out of Genesis 39:19-23. Joseph shared feelings when he landed in prison for a crime he didn't commit, abandoned and forgotten by any human who might help him. He was stranded. Still, the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. Eventually, the prison warden promoted Joseph to oversee fellow inmates, and whatever Joseph did, the Lord made it prosper. But despite God's presence and blessing, Joseph remained incarcerated for years. You may be stranded in a hospital room or a jailhouse, a country far from home, or your own inner prison. No matter where you are or how long you've been there, God's mercy and kindness can reach you because He is God Almighty and present everywhere. He can protect, promote, and provide for you when it seems no one else can help. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen, amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Psalm 103.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Who forgivest all thine iniquity, who healest all thy disease, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with love, kindness, and tender mercy, who sanctified thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plentiful in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy towards them that fear Him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. And that brings us to Mom. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to be reading out of Job
chapter 1, 6 through 22, and it said, the subject is that faith on trial.
Amen.
Sometime in our walk with Christ, the stable thing upon which we learn or remove, when those things are given us our identity that make us who we are, we take away from us, are taken away from us. We feel helpless. Often we cry out to God. Sometimes we even blame God. When Job lost his possessions, his family, and his health, and everything that made him who he were, he realized that he was merely a steward. Nothing really belonged to him. In reality, something else made Job who he was. He gave him integrity, namely his faith. He knew that in time of trial, he must continue to trust in God. He knew that he had been blessed by God. He also knew that even when all seemed lost, he could continue to bless the name of the Lord because of his steadfast assurance in God. Similarity, the trial we face reveals the integrity of our faith. During these times, we find out what makes us who we are. Like Job, we must continue to trust in God even when all seems lost. As Job understood, we must understand that God is not punishing us. He is preparing us for a higher purpose. We must know that something good always comes out of our trial. As we experience them, we must have faith in God's word, avoid sin, and never charge God foolishly. We must remain in character, always mindful that we have the victory through Jesus Christ. Like Job, we must fall down and worship God, saying, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Huh? And the prayer said, Lord, I pray that whatever trial I may face, I will maintain my integrity. I am committed through Christ Jesus to remain in character, praising and worshiping you for the victory. Help me see your hand in every trial, Lord, so I may keep the faith, avoid sin, and never charge you foolishly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, that takes us right into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your healing hands that you extended to us. We ask for continually healing for Janet Williams, Uncle Oliver, DeMarcus, Malachi, Tony, Miss Wanda, Jordan and the Rako family, Charles and Val, Jessica Smith, Michael and Denise Moody, Eddie Tipman, Maxine Johnson, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Marianne, Mary Lowe, Carlos and the Wells family, LaTanya, Uncle Champ, Valerie Crockett, Dot, Waleen, Miss Allen, Marcus, Miss Waters and family, Rochelle and Bessler, Ruth Edwards, Adams family, Leroy, Quentin Hayes, Lenny and family, Vicki Hussman, Jerome Dawson, Kim Zeke, Uncle Dave, and anyone else that stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, through them, and with them in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, we ask that you allow them to hear your still voice, to remind them that you are still in control. Allow them to speak health and thank you for all that you do. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
Amen.
Loretta.
Yes.
I want you to put Dominique on there. You have Aspen. I just found out this weekend.
Dominique. Add to the signature.
Dominique.
Q-U-E. Okay. Amen. Amen. Sweet Spirit. Sweet Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Keep on, you'll get it.
Yeah, oh, I got to find the rest of it, but I love it. I love it.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Okay, that takes us right into our birthdays for the week of September the 22nd through September 28th. Any birthdays that we need to recognize?
September
22nd through September 28th.
Madeline, my niece.
Her name?
Miss Allen's daughter. Birthday is today.
Who?
Madeline. Allen.
Madeline?
Yes. That's Marie's daughter.
Amen.
Oh, okay. Amen. Okay. Amen. Okay, all right, let's see here. Daddy Werner, would you do the honor singing happy birthday for us this week?
Yes, I will. Come on.
Okay, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. We had Daniel to join us.
Yes, ma'am. And I got Brian with me.
Amen. Amen. We miss you guys. Welcome back. Any good news you want to share with us?
Well, we wanted to call everybody's voice, but I ain't got my book with me, so I can't do too much. But say I love everybody. God bless.
Praise God. We love you too.
Bless Allah.
All right. Brian, are you speaking to everyone?
Hey, how y'all doing? It's been a rough summer for me, so just trying to pray for me.
Amen. Okay. Keep God first. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the prayer line. Okay, that takes us right into our praise testimonies, songs or poems. So I'll just go down the list. You can share or pass. Daddy Werner, any praise testimony, songs, poems?
I read a little bit of a pinpoint problem, people. People are different. Some are champions. Some are losers, some unite, some divide. You will always have two kinds of friends, those who make deposit and those who make withdrawal. Your warfare will reveal the true character of those around you. Do not be deceived. Avoid those who do not display the nature of God. The worth of any friendship can be measured by its contribution to your victory. And the word says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. And avoid them, for they are such not For they that are sick, not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the heart of the simple. And we can find that in Romans 16:17-18.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Verner. That takes me right on into Miss Williams. Any poems, testimony, praise report?
Hey, I have, I would like to share the fact that September 4th, I celebrated my 7th to 7th birthday in Miami.
Amen.
And God bless my son and his family to come down, drive me from Georgia to Miami and back. No complications, beautiful travel. And we praise and thank God for that because we know him who gave us safety.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I missed y'all the last couple of Sundays, but my heart and mind was on you, and I thank God for your prayers.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Now, I would like to share this poem by Edgar A. Guest. It says, in a sermon. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely show the way. The eyes are better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live their creed. For to see the good in action is what everybody needs. I can soon learn how to do it if you will let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lectures you deliver may be wise and true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there is no misunderstanding on how you act and how you live. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Williams.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, that takes me to Hubert. Any praise reports, testimony, song, or poem?
Yes, I would like to read from the Book of Wisdom. And I would like to say it's been a blessing working at Paul Brown Stadium. The Bengals won today, and I tell you all, it's amazing to watch the fans that get excited. I wish we all could get that excited about God in our lives.
Amen.
We headed in that direction.
On the book of Wisdom, chapter 8. Indeed, she reaches from end to end mightily and governs all things well. Her I loved and sought after from my youth. I sought to take her for my bride and was a norm of her beauty. She adds to nobility the splendor of companionship with God. Even the Lord of all loved her, for she is instructed in the understanding of God, the selector of his folks. And if riches be a desired possession in life, what is more rich than wisdom, who produces all things? And his prudent rendering service, who in the world is better craftsman than she? Or if one loves justice, the fruit of her works are virtue. For she teaches moderation and prudence, justice and fortitude. And nothing in life is more useful for men than these. Or again, if one yearns for copious learning, she knows the things of old, and infer those yet to come. She understands the turns of phrases and the solution of riddles, signs and wonders, and knows in advance and the outcome of things and ages. So I determined to take her to live with me, knowing that she would be my counselor while all was well, and my comfort in care and grief. For her sake, I should have glory among the masses, and esteem from the heavens, so I be but a youth. I should become king in judgment, and should be a marvel before rulers. They would abide my silence and attend my utterance. And as I spoke on further, they would place their hand upon their mouth. For her sake, I should have immortality and leave to those after me an everlasting memory. I should govern people, and nations would be my subject. Terrible princes, hearing of me, would be afraid. In the assembly, I should appear noble and in war courageous. Within my dwelling, I should take my repose beside her. For association with her involves no bitterness, and living with her, no grief, but rather joy and gladness. Amen. May the words of my mouth be my heart be great inside. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Auntie Betty, any praise report, testimonies, songs, poems? Want to share with the group?
I'm going to try to sing tonight.
Amen.
Amen. He got the whole world in his hand. 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 He got my father and my mother in his hand. He got my brother and my sister in his hand. He got my son and my daughter in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the sun and the rain in his hand. He got the moon and the stars in his hand. He got the wind and the cloud in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the rivers and the mountain in his hand. He got the ocean and the sea in his hand. He got you and got me in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got everybody here in his hand. He got everybody there in his hand. He got everybody everywhere in his hand. He got the whole world 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 in his hand. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Mom, any praise report, testimony?
I just want to, I have a praise. I just want to praise and thank everybody. My daughter and my son just overwhelmed me this week. We were with them, the 2 weeks we were with them. And the week we was leaving, Hubert fixed dinner for us on that Tuesday, and it was so wonderful. I just loved every bit of it. And then we came home, and we had guests, Miss William and her son. He came all the way from Phoenix. He didn't go back, but he came and visited us. And I just had a wonderful week. Everybody was just so nice. It was just so moving that for people to love you enough to come to see you, no matter how far it is, you know.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank God for my family, my extended family, and everybody. Oh. I just thank God. It helped make my week, and God is good.
Amen.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
You. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. Okay, Daniel, we're expecting a song from you tonight, the one-liner you normally give us.
You talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to say something, though. I was glad to get a hug from Mom when she did come through.
Amen. Amen. No one line of song.
It's my brother and my sister.
Okay.
In the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's my nephew and my nieces. Standing in the need of prayer.
All
amen.
Right. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Thank you, Mom, for sharing your praise report with us. And Daniel, thank you for your song. Thank you and your praise report. Brian, do you have anything else you want to share with the group tonight, a song?
Did I
hear you say you wanted to sing?
You want me to sing? I ain't got no good song to sing.
Okay. Maybe next time. Anything you want to share with
next
the group?
Time. I got a song in my head. I just got to have my right mind. I don't even have my right mind right now.
Okay. We praying over that right now.
Right now.
We praying over it right now. Give it to God.
Amen.
Okay, that takes us right into our serenity prayer. And Mom, would you do us the honor to lead us with the serenity prayer?
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the things.
The serenity to accept the things
that I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's see. That takes us to our closing prayer. Matthew 6:9. Miss Williams, would you do us the honor?
Okay. And this is the words.
Everyone bow their head, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. As it is in heaven, let it be on earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Once again, we would like to thank God for all that he do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
This, This week we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. Remember to keep the devil under your feet. When your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, "Oh no, he or she is up again." Amen?
Amen.
Remember to keep God first in all that you do. Jesus loves you, and so do I. May everyone have a blessed week. Good night. We love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night. Love
y'all. Love y'all.
Sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Good night. Love you.
Love you.
Yes. What a job. We would like to lead this with you for tonight. Dear God, help us to remember your presence and power, even when we are not where we want to be in life. Remind us to reach for you when no one else can reach us. Amen. Good night. Everyone have a blessed week. Amen.
We love you.
Bless y'all. What it is.